Good evening, everyone. Once again, this is Jennifer Hellman, intuitive life coach, writer, host of this wonderful program. And tonight's guest was supposed to be Elliot Sloan, and yet again, we can't get in touch with him. So we're going to wing it yet again. But first, before I go on, I do want to thank the listeners for calling in. If you do have a reading question, feel free to call in tonight. It's a free-for-all. Soon, Beth will be back on to help me wing it with me. We had a lot of fun last time, and there's always good times to talk to him. But first, I do want to announce a few other things that are going on. On November 15th, I am one of the organizers of a planetary healing event that's taking place in Tucson, but we want everybody around the world to be participating in healing the Earth because, you know, where would we be if we didn't have Mother Earth? So we're asking you to participate on November 15th in Tucson. It is 12 to 3. So wherever you are, if you could just at least hold some really positive energy to heal the Earth and everybody on it, all the creatures, including mankind and humanity, that would be really awesome. I really appreciate it. If you can have some kind of gathering or if you want some information about it, please contact me at jen@jenniferhellman.com. It's going to be a wonderful event here in Tucson. And if you're in the area, please come on down. It's going to take place at the Catalina State Park, which is north part of Tucson. So if you're interested, please just give me an email, and we will get you all the information you need about it. The other things that I would like to point out is Angels Intuition is my website. There's a lot of wonderful information on there on all kinds of aspects of spirituality. And I am setting up some classes right now if you're interested in getting in touch with your own intuitiveness. Even if you're in touch, you want to get a deeper connection with it, open up. There's a lot of shifting coming on. I am more than welcome to help you with that. You all are wonderful. You all are intuitive. It's time to really tap in and truly enjoy the instant manifestation of the energy that's coming on. The energy right now is truly, truly opening up, so it's heaven on Mother Earth. So that's another reason why we want to make sure it's the clean place that we all want it to be. So if you are getting to the point that you really are opening up and you want to understand what's going on, because, hey, from experience, it can be really freaky when all this stuff starts happening. You start hearing voices, seeing pictures, and things start happening as you see them and hear them. It can be a little unnerving. So please, you can check me out on angelsintuition.com. I am a certified life coach, and I also do hypnosis and NLP, so please give me an email at jen@jenniferhellman.com. And there's also a form on angelsintuition.com if you want to do it that way. And I've had some responses on the website, and I'm absolutely loving the new website, and more information is being added as well. If you also have any information that you would like, if you have somebody you want on, please let them know that I am open pretty much to anything these days. If they have a book, a poem, a story that they want to tell, I'm opening up the program of AIR, Abstract Illusions Radio, to the creative expression, because that's what the website abstractillusions.net is all about. It is a support network for creative expression, and that is being reformatted so it is more supportive of the arts. I myself consider myself an artist. I am a published poet, writer. I do paintings, writing, photographs. I have a degree in graphics. I've kind of done a little bit of everything. I actually promoted a local band, so I'm even familiar with the music scene. And I enjoy every single aspect of it. In fact, in December, we have a wonderful guest coming up, which is Ron Montez. He actually is a 10-time grand champion in dance. He now does judging and coaching. I was very, very blessed to have a coaching session with him this last week. Very good man and very gentle, and he knows the industry of dance. And with Dancing with the Stars being so popular, I want to, you know, promote the sport of dance because it really is quite amazing. The energy and everything it really takes to be in dance. And I am looking forward to that. We have a lot of other wonderful guests coming on. We have a man, Roger Barnes. He is a man who really wants people to realize that we got to take care of women. Women are the ones that really are the forefront and the foundation of humanity, always have been, always well. And he's written some wonderful books on the subject of healing oneself. He also does some books on faith reading. So that will be an interesting show. That one's on the 23rd. We have Clute coming on, which is a life coach that is all about love. He has a wonderful video and music that is on love.nowmusic.com. If you want to check him out, he's actually going to be on next week. We also, in December, I'm having an intuitive and also a crystal child on. Two young people that I have gotten to know that are really, it's amazing how they have developed and really understood their gifts. One is just beginning, the crystal is just realizing how powerful she is. And the indigo has seen energy, knew what was going on since a very early age. His parents really understood he was a very, very special child. So we're going to have Robert Grace and Stephanie on. We also have another musician coming on next week and in a few weeks in December. And also I am tentatively scheduled to have one of my master teachers on, Star Fuentes. This woman is a powerhouse beyond compare. She just is, she's had a trying childhood, and she has traveled the world to learn all the magic around the world. She studied in Mexico. She has studied in Africa. She has studied with the Native Americans. This woman is so multidimensional at all times, she can't even drive because she sees the other dimensions always. So she has agreed to be on the show. Sometime we're still figuring out the actual schedule. Again, if you want to call in, if you have some questions, we will get that number right now. I apologize for the little bit of confusion. Okay, if you have a question that you would like to ask me, the number is 877-876-5227. Or if you're in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. There is a lot of wonderful things going on right now. The holidays are beginning to come in, the cooler weather in the fall. And that's always, it's always nice in Tucson when we have the fall weather coming up. So if you have anything, if you just want to talk, it's a free-for-all tonight. Our guest from the Blessed Union of Soul was unable to attend at the last minute, so I'm on just making time and enjoying talking to you. There is a lot of wonderful things that...
Hey, how's Trix?
Hi, Zeph!
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you tell me.
Oh, not a lot.
So, now, BBS Radio plays a lot of unsigned artists, correct?
Unsigned masters.
Masters, yes. Now, how do they, I mean, do they take anybody, is there kind of any kind of screening?
Oh, yeah, send your music to Doug. Doug Newsom, he is the music director. He makes all the music choices for the network.
And is there an address or an email or something that we can give out so people know exactly how to do it?
There is. I don't have it on me.
That's fine.
It's available on the website somewhere. I think we have a submit your music section.
Yes.
But you can always find BBS Radio on MySpace.
Oh, yes, and Doug is on there, and if you write him an email, he actually writes you back. It's really nice. He is a really cool guy. I really enjoy talking with him. He is really just an awesome guy all around. Actually, everybody at BBS Radio is. That's why I'm here.
Oh, thank you.
And I stick around. I'm trying to see if I can find that address real quick. So what else is going on? How is BBS Radio going? You guys got a lot of changes coming up pretty soon, correct?
That's true. But BBS Radio is going great. I'm excited by all the headlines we've got up right now. It seems like all the great guests we've ever had are just coming back in the past week, you know, in the next month.
Can you name some of these people, or is it still hush-hush?
Oh, no. They're on the headline. They're on the front page, front
cool.
center. Who do we have? David Icke? Alfred Weber? Let's see. Lynn McTaggart?
She's wonderful.
Jack Canfield. We're having Gary Renard on in November.
Excellent.
Oh, it's cool stuff.
Now, who's having all these wonderful guests? Is it a variety of people?
Oh, it's a lot of different people.
Excellent.
And it's funny, we're having Stanton Friedman on again. On yet another show. The man is on our network so much, he should have his own show.
So why doesn't he?
I don't know. I'd love to give him one.
Yeah. Yeah, because he is on. Well, David Icke's on quite a bit as well. We have
a call. Hey, we have a call. Hold on. Thank you for calling BBS Radio. How can I help you?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, I think it's for you.
Hi.
Hi, Jennifer.
What's your first name?
Gordon.
Hi, Gordon. How can I help you?
Well, I don't know if I had a specific question. I've never talked to you before. Let me take the speaker off. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right now, I understand that we're going through... we've been going through a lot of changes on the planet here. A lot of different energy changes, increasing the vibe of our planet.
Mm-hmm.
What, do you have any good ideas or good references? Maybe meditational exercises, possibly, or something to the like that you could offer us in order to maybe increase our own vibration personally by taking a more direct approach to it?
Well, definitely. Actually, there is, just this last week on spiritlibrary.com, if you go to Michelle Eloff, she has a wonderful meditation on there that I did, and I felt it just opening up the... I'm trying to see if I can find it real quick, because it was really an amazing, she's adding a fluid energy through you, and it is Lord Kusumi, and all the archangels take one of the chakras and just kind of open up a whole new level of vibration for you. So it really is an amazing...
Well, I'm at the internet computer now. It's Spiritual Library, you said?
Spiritual Life. It's hold on 1 second. Let me double check what it is. It's Spirit Library.
Oh, Spirit Library. Okay. Library. .com or?
Yeah, .com.
Oh, okay. Spirit. This is my first time listening to your show.
Oh, well, thank you very much for calling in. I really appreciate you listening.
Can I ask why
you turned in?
Well, actually, I had tried to catch the show prior to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it comes on so late here, because I'm on the East Coast, it's 12:20 in the morning.
Yes.
And I says, oh, who's this girl coming on? And I went to your website. And I looked at all of the diverse things in it. I thought it was nice, so I'm here.
Well, I appreciate you staying up and listening. I really do.
Oh, appreciate to have you here. I'm loading, but it's not it's not quite loading fast enough for some reason.
Yes.
Library, spiritlibrary.com. But it's still loading. I don't know. But you can keep talking in the meantime.
Well, it's very interesting that, yes, there is a lot of a wonderful new changes coming on with the new energy coming in. How are you actually handling the new energy? I mean, are you feeling, because if you, another site to go to figure out exactly what the energy that's going on so you don't, you understand you're not going nuts, is whatsuponplanetearth.com. And she just put out an alert that was very interesting that people are having aches and pains and nausea and their feet hurt especially, and that's because they're grounding us in the new energy, which I thought was pretty cool because my feet have been hurting, and I thought it was just all the dancing I was doing, and now I really do think I'm just being really grounded in this new energy.
What I kind of thought was that, you know, we're all trying to grow at this time, and, you know, it seems like the universe is demanding that of us with these, I was experiencing that, well, I've been experiencing that for a while with these little aches and pains. I guess it's just a calibration process. It's more difficult for some than others, but I guess you'd experience more of it if you're really on some level trying to attune with or align with the energies, I should say.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that don't notice them at all.
Right. And they just, and in some ways, you know, I think people who don't quite know what's going on, they're kind of luckier in a way because they'll flow through it. They're not going to really fight it. As, you know, some of the people, that's the one thing that I'm seeing is, a lot of the very, very old, old stuff that I thought was done, clear, it's like they're going, okay, we're going to make sure it's gone. And things that were, you know, normally I thought I was completely done, little things will, of the past will start triggering me on the weirdest things. I know what's going on, so I'm able to go through the process of letting it go and saying, okay, I really am done with that. Thank you very much. But it is very interesting how, for me, a lot of the making sure that everything is truly cleared out. Are you finding, you know, the same patterns coming in, or?
Well, what I'm finding, particularly in the last week and a half or so, are I'm feeling more calm and more clear, like in the last day or two, more at peace,
right.
More aligned with those energies, so I'm not experiencing so much those fibrillations in my body, what seems to manifest as a physical experience for me as much. So I guess the process is kind of ironing itself out a bit.
Right.
Yeah. But it might have been just anything from just a twitch or just a somewhat of a struggle at my solar plexus. I guess that's my own higher self wanting to come in and my ego not being as agreeable, so to say, you know?
Right, right. It's like the old self is like holding on for dear life because once it's gone, it's really gone.
Yeah.
And it doesn't want to leave yet.
I guess that's been what's been producing those fears from the past coming to the surface, which is a great, I mean, I know it's not, doesn't feel so great, but I know it's a great thing because that's the only way we're going to get rid of them. I know,
yeah.
At least for me.
Well, I'm really in, I always know that there's light at the end of the tunnel, even though it might be really, really dark.
Mm-hmm.
So people at times think I'm kind of strange because I'm, you know, it's like something triggers me and it's like, yes, another process. Just because I know it's getting me in a better place.
Right.
So I kind of look forward to going in deeper because I know it's taking me higher.
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel that any other physical changes within you? Because right now, actually, everybody's DNA is really being totally rewired to a higher frequency.
Well, with me, I've had some attunements and some initiations which have helped that process. I do feel that I've increased my vibration significantly over the past year. In terms of my light quotient capacity, my I'm noticing things more so than nothing clairvoyant or nothing of those aspects of myself that would see more or do more, but just becoming more aware on an intuitive level of
right.
more of myself as opposed to what I'm truly not.
Right.
Yeah. And again, I guess that's a result of the peeling away of more and more fear.
Now, do you find yourself making some major changes in your life, or even little changes?
Yes, but from the inside out.
Now, I mean, there's some people who are, like, quitting their jobs, leaving everybody, moving to a new town.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing anything major like that, or is it just mainly the inside out?
Well, for me, what I keep on getting, or I guess if this is what intuition is for me to work on myself from the inside out with meditation
right.
so that I can be guided more directly, so to say.
Right.
And when I just keep on getting the feeling that even if I'm running late for work, go ahead and do the meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and ground yourself. Keep as much energy, much of your soul energy in your body as possible so that you can become more aware.
Now, do you find people around you are changing?
What I find
is as your vibration rises, the people around you, some of them are not coming around as much, or different people are coming in?
Well, that's exactly a thing that was throwing me off some months ago. Well, the past year, a lot of the people that like me don't like me at all anymore. And I find that the strangest people who didn't like me are very attracted to me. I find more so a lot of people come out of nowhere to be attracted to me. I just find the things that I didn't like before, some of them I actually like. I find it difficult to watch. I mean, I bought this big plasma television so I could watch so many great programs on television. And now I only find myself watching Home Improvement or the Discovery Channel or something that's going to stimulate my mind. And I'm doing a lot of changing, and I do attribute that to the change in the inpourings of intelligent
mm-hmm.
energy into this planet, as well combined with an awareness that I need to grow within myself so that I can really awaken to what needs to be done at this time. Strangely enough, it's not really to do anything drastic, but for this time segment, I just keep on feeling that I just need to meditate more.
And that's a very accurate thing to be getting. Do you have any questions since we're on the air that, you know, we're talking? If you have any questions, I'd be happy to. I mean, even if it's process or what's going on with you, please feel free to ask.
Oh, great. Well, you gave me two websites. One is not loading for some reason.
Yeah, I've tried to load the spiritlibrary.com, and it's, I mean, I even get, they have a daily email that they send out with, like, three new meditations or channelings that it's just amazing how wonderful they are.
I couldn't get that to load for some reason, but I do have the other one loaded. It says, What's Up on Planet Earth with the
right.
pretty girl with
your name.
Right,
and you go to the new alert.
Huh?
There's a, on the left-hand side, it says new alerts, or new energy alerts or something. If you click on that, it will tell you exactly what's going on.
Oh, okay.
This woman is Karen Bishop. Is an amazing woman. She's been going through the process herself. She was living in Arizona, decided to up and leave and went to New Mexico. Thought her marriage was over, started to get back together and decided, no, it wasn't going to work, and she's on her own, and she's meeting people in New Mexico that are like minds, and she really is very attuned to the energy, and I just highly recommend her website, and her books. Her books are amazing by going through the process. She's very
okay, detailed. I'm having a little problem with my computer. I don't know why even not
it's
loading.
It's Mercury retrograde. Don't be surprised.
Oh, that's right, the retrograde, yeah. When is that going to be over?
It's over around, I believe, the 18th, between the 15th and 18th. I would say the 18th just because it's always a few days after.
So now I see. There's no,
and it's
why.
All about communication this time in relationships. So you were saying people that you normally were not that attractive to are attracting, now you're attracting more of those people. Are you
also, I've been noticing during this process, people, particularly the last couple weeks, people being on edge and stressed out by the vibration of this energy. So I'm thinking to myself, well, wow, all of this is coming up, and it's not as affecting me as badly as it is a lot of other people. I'm saying, well, I must have balanced a lot of this energy out so far because it's not freaking me out. I feel more calm than anything. And I think people are kind of looking at me like, well, how come he's not flipped out, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I know I got a long way to go, but it's not affecting me like it's affecting a lot of people.
No, I just want to, I just get this message real quick. Make sure you protect yourself, heal yourself, because I'm getting a lot of people who are being attracted to you are vampires. They are energy vampires.
Oh, is that what it is?
So if you're with someone and all of a sudden you feel really tired or really drained, it's because of the person. If you walk away, take a deep breath and just release their energy, clear it, you will feel tons better.
Oh, great, because I do ground myself with a golden light and try to keep any energy bandits out by before I start my day and so forth, because I work in a facility where there are a lot of sick people.
Right.
And so I'm
just suggesting, like, every few hours, just ground yourself again to make sure it's cleared out.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that when you said every few hours, because I've only been doing it maybe at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day.
Right.
And when I come into a contact with these vampires,
right.
Yeah, I guess a lot of them are attracted to me because they recognize that I can hold a lot of energy at one time.
You can hold it, plus you're very calm. See, if people are calm, then they're grounded and they're connected to Source.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they want to plug into you because they want the energy from Source.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the other thing I'm getting for you also is a sea salt bath.
Oh, sea salt bath?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would do wonders. That or else...
Oh, I didn't know you were reading me. I'm sorry. I thought
the minute we start talking, I get information, and if you didn't want that, I apologize. I'm just getting the sea salt.
No, it's wonderful. I just didn't expect it.
Oh. I'm always tuned in somewhere.
Oh, okay.
So the sea salt bath, or even if you put a pinch of sea salt in water and drink it with the intention of clearing and grounding, it will help you tremendously.
Oh, that's good to know.
I mean, if you're at work and you really can't take a bath or anything, but you just put a little sea salt in your water and drink it, with intention, and it does help tremendously.
Uh-huh. And what else do I want to know? Or what else can I say here?
Are you doing a lot of reading? Or are you just doing a lot of meditation?
Well, I'm not doing a lot of either, but I'm trying to, I go through this computer and look for things that may be helpful in terms of, because I'm like a Pisces and a Scorpio rising.
Wow.
So I've had issues with grounding all my life. And I realized that, of course, I've had issues with it, and I've had issues with feeling like I have my feet on the ground, because sometimes I just feel like I'm just floating right out of here. You know what I'm saying? And so, the last year or so, I've just been trying to do what I could do to stay more grounded. You know, I'm not eating a lot of almonds or taking in a lot of protein, but trying to remember to just keep my energy in my body with the little techniques I've learned here and there, you know? But there's a part of me that's appalled with everything that's going on in this planet, and I guess wants to get out of here. Or whatever, but
I want to go home. That's like A lot of people are saying, I mean, literally the other day, I went and laid out and just looked at the stars and saying, okay, you can come get me anytime now. Just take me back.
Oh, my goodness.
It is pretty amazing. Now, what is your moon sign?
You know, I think it's a Leo.
So you're a fire sign. How far away is the ocean from you?
Oh, well, I'm in Staten Island, so I can walk to,
I thought you were around it. That is the best way for you to ground, with your feet in that ocean.
Oh,
that will ground
just walk
you.
Over to the, I'm by the Hudson River here. I'm in, I don't know if you know where Staten Island it is.
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with it.
Oh, okay.
I have a friend that was in Brooklyn.
I'm a 5-minute walk, not even 5 minutes. I could jog over to that ferry terminal in 2 minutes.
Just sea salt water. I mean, just putting your feet in sea salt, or even putting your hand in it, I'm saying, would just ground you.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad I know that. I mean, it's a very good thing to know about myself. And,
You really need to stay around water. I can't see you ever living in the middle of the country. You
really?
Need to be next to the ocean, always.
Hmm. Okay. And you feel that clears my energies and keeps you grounded?
Oh, keeps you very much so. You should almost do that every day. Go for a run, a walk, and then dip your feet.
Oh, wow. That's very good to know. And
that way you get your exercise and you cool your feet off.
Oh, wow. Glad I know that. And also, did you have any personal medication? I'm sorry. I'm coughing more now. Because
you're releasing.
This me just
And what
talking,
are you afraid to say?
Me just talk. Well, it's more
if,
like.
See, if what I'm getting real quick is you have a lot of things that you don't say but you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets caught up in your throat chakra.
Mm-hmm.
So now it wants to be released. It's like all built up and it has to come out. So
mm-hmm.
you're coughing more.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also, or at least I believe, because this has been happening to me when I talk to a person who I feel is, even if they're actually not, who I feel in some way by the conversation is healing me.
Uh-huh.
What I think, I really believe is triggering my own subconscious for me to heal myself. But The interaction between myself and a life coach healer,
right,
is actually causing the trigger. And so all of this stuff, you would say, you're saying my truth is not coming up, but it's more than that. It's fear and it's doubt, and the fear and doubt coming to the surface. This is a healthy interaction.
Yes.
It really is. It's, and so. I look at myself as having been guided to stay around a little longer and have the opportunity to have this experience with you.
And I do appreciate you calling very much so.
I appreciate you having me and giving me the great advice. I was just wondering if you had a personal meditation that you might offer.
Meditation?
Uh-huh.
Let me see.
Or I have
well, I can always do. I mean, one that I always like to do is basically just, it's a grounding, but it's also, it's kind of like taking the energy from Mother Earth and then the energy from the heavens and combining them into the solar plexus and the heart. And that one is really, really easy to do. And if you'd like me to do it right now, I'd be happy to do it.
All right,
it's
love
like
it.
5 minutes, actually. It's a very quick one.
All right, love it.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Being in a comfortable position,
mm-hmm.
if it's sitting up, put your feet on the ground. If it's laying down, that's fine. Because what we're going to do is we're going to have a part of you ground yourself and connect to Mother Earth. And it's going deep beneath the surface, going down deeper and deeper, as it connects to the core of the earth and remains there, forever tying us to the blessed energy of Mother Earth. And from this, she is sending up through those ties, those binds, golden energy. Golden energy with a little bit of silver in it is pulsating. And it's coming up and it's going through the bottom of your feet. Even if you're laying down, it's going through the bottom of your feet. And it's going into each and every toe. And it's just clearing and purifying and adding just pure 100% love in every cell and atom within your feet. And then it's slowly going through your ankle. And then it's going up through your calf. And it's filling the bones with this wonderful energy, making them strong and solid for every step or every motion you make. Because each one, you're sending out a vibration of the highest, purest level of love. And it continues up to the knees, clearing anything that's harming your foundation. Anything, any worries, any fears, they're now cleared out. So you can be at the very best of freedom that we all long for. Because our foundation is so solidly built with Mother Earth. It continues up through the legs, every cell, every atom, with this wonderful golden energy with silver, going through the hips and making sure the hips are aligned correctly, right, straight up and down. Then it's going through the base chakra, clearing, healing, all the fears and worries of the foundation. Understanding that the I that we all are is the I am. We all are love. It travels up to the second chakra, the creative center. And it's bringing all those wonderful ideas and removing any fears or emotional blocks or financial blocks. All pushing them out of the way. We are recession-proof. It continues up to the third chakra. And it turns and it spins and it just clears the solar plexus. And it brings it to the just a beautiful ball of energy spinning. And then it's going to travel up the spine. And it's going to go up and over the shoulders, clearing off the weight of the world, all the concerns, all the worries, just brushing them off as it goes through and carrying it down your arms and out your fingers and back into Mother Nature. Mother Earth is awaiting to transform and transmute any of these worries and any of these fears into positive change. And positive affirmations that just pop in your head. Soon we are now looking up to the sky and we are seeing this wonderful dome of energy coming down to our crown, pulsating with the same wonderful energy, blessed with magic from the heavens above, and filling our heads and clearing the third chakra so we can see everything we need to see. Our awareness is at 100%. There is no doubt, there is no confusion. Only clarity of exactly what we need to hear, see, and be. The head is completely filled with this wonderful energy. And it's going down its spine. It's going through the high heart. Down into the heart, clearing it. And it did go through the throat so our truth can be said without any concern of offending anyone. And down in the heart, it just takes the love. And it just pulses it all around you. And then it goes down to your solar plexus. And it combines with the energy that's already there. And it's like pulsating back and forth between the heart and the solar plexus, just beating this bright, brilliant, golden silver light, filling every atom with this wonderful healing, instant manifestation, energy. And it's filling all, every inch, every atom has this, and it's going outside into the room you're in. And it's going down the hallway, out the door, out the windows, just filling this energy everywhere around you. And you can only smile because it feels so good. And you relax and at peace and very protected. Any kind of person who can't hold their own energy and that is able to plug into somebody else now can't. They have to use their own energy because you are fully protected with this golden silver light that's expanding and going out into the universe. And you feel relaxed and you're grounded and you're present in your body. And as you get more inclined to feel the presence of yourself, you become very aware. And if you want to go to sleep, you're welcome to, because this is a very relaxing meditation. Or if you wish to open your eyes and wiggle your fingers and toes, come back into your body, you're welcome to as well. And this is a wonderful meditation that all you have to do is just focus on that golden energy traveling through every part of your body. And it will balance your chakras to the level they need to. And it just feels very natural and very right.
Do you have this meditation in your website?
I will be very soon.
Oh, okay.
I actually probably will take this recording and put it on my website, so it will be on there very soon.
Mm-hmm. You know, through the meditation, I felt what I'm feeling is a lot of, what can I say? I guess it's combined with the intensity of this energy that's coming in at this time, because it's bringing up this feeling of insecurity, these feelings
mm-hmm.
of... the stuff that I really need to clear out.
Well, insecurity is probably one of the top things that a lot of people are going through.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not alone, which helps in some ways because you have to understand that that's one reason why everybody's freaking out
mm-hmm.
because all their insecurities are coming up too.
Right.
And then to see you nice and calm, it's like, how can he be so, you know, secure about what is the world's falling apart, and he's calm about it. What is that about?
Mm-hmm. Well, right now, a lot of, I feel like a lot is on the surface, but also at the same time, I do feel like I don't know if it's the retrograde or what, but I feel like I'm feeling a lot of other people's crap combined with the intensity of the vibration, which makes it very difficult at this time. But I feel that if you can work through that and balancing that and harmonizing those energies, it can be something that's lasting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I want to actually recommend a CD of somebody who was on Goddess Sophia, and it is Kristen Keene. They actually have a special right now on the CD. If you go to Facebook, Kristen Keene is on there, or Goddess Sophia, I'm not sure which one she is. I think it's Goddess Sophia. And they actually have a special jam. There's
Facebook, you call it?
Facebook.
FABOOK.com.
And as she says, any energy that is not mine, get out now. There's no reason why you need to feel them. It's good to have empathy with people around you, but you do not need their energy, and you need to clear. That's why I think they want you clearing often, because you are very, very sensitive and very empathic, and you're just sucking in everybody's bad stuff, and it's not making your life any easier. You are very much a healer, but you don't need to heal anybody but you.
Yeah, that's what I've been asking for. I believe that, you know, because I'll notice I'll be on the subway or whatever, and the time to time, this healing energy will come through, like, all over me on the top of my head. And and instead of me coughing up the storm, it's the people around me that start coughing. It's almost kind of, well.
A little freaky.
Yeah.
But you don't even need to do that. You know, you just send it to them and let it go. And even if they cough, that's fine. You just really need to kind of detach from the whole situation and not even pay much attention to it.
I hope you're not upset with me, but I'm trying to type this in the browser, and for some reason or other, the audio on this phone is crappy.
FACEBOOK.com.
.com.
And she's definitely on there. I'm also on there as well.
Well, it took me to Facebook.
Yeah, that's where it is, and she is on there.
Well, this browser, maybe because I'm using Firefox, it took me to Facebook, helps you connect and share with the people in your life. This is something else.
Okay, that's it. That's exactly where you should be.
Really?
Yeah.
This is where I should be?
You need to be on there. There's a lot of wonderful, I'm trying to...
Because it's like sign up, it's free, and anyone can join. And
right, and basically it is a networking site, but I know that I just got an email about this from her on this, and I have the CDs, and I absolutely love them because they really are great just great information. I just want to double check to make sure. Yeah, Christina Keene is on there, and she is offering a free CD. So,
Christina, is that K-I-N-G?
Christina, and it's Keene, is K-E-A-N-E.
H-K.
So it's Christina, is K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, and she has M Keene, K-E-A-N-E. And you go on there, and she just tells you how to get the free CD. Let me see. And you can go to her website, and it will have more information if you don't want to go there, and that is ChristinaSophia.com. In fact, this is kind of letting me know it's time to have the goddess back on soon. She is awesome. I absolutely love having the goddess on.
Oh, okay. You call it the goddess, you said.
She is the goddess. Sophia is the goddess.
Oh, okay.
And she channels the energy of the goddess.
Oh.
And when she comes on, I was lucky enough to meet her face-to-face, and she literally, physically, her appearance changes when the goddess is being channeled. So it's really awesome. So I highly recommend.
A free reading at one time, recent times, not too many months ago, and they were saying, Gordon, you have to connect with your feminine divine, your goddess energy. They said, I don't care what, if you want to call it Shekinah, you want to call it Great Mother, you want to call it Mother Mary, whatever you want to call it, but it is very important that you connect with that energy.
Yes. Well, you got to have that balance. And, Gordon, it's actually time for the end of the show, so I do want to thank you very much.
Well, I thank you for
calling in and helping me through the canceled guest. I really appreciate it.
Well, you had a canceled guest?
Yes, my guest actually weren't able to get in touch with them. So it's a free-for-all tonight.
Oh,
and you helped me out tremendously, so many blessings to you.
And much more to you, dear, and thanks so much for the meditation and all of these great references.
You're most welcome.
Thank you so much, and God bless.
I hope you turn in again, and God bless you.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And with that, we do have a wonderful show next week. It will be a pre-record. So with that, with each breath of air, gain new insights and inspiration. I wish you many blessings and good night.